So, Jim Sutter, what happened in Des Moines today?
Well, we were very happy to have the delegation from the Chinese CFNA group here. They were numerous importers of soybeans, the companies that buy U.S. soybeans, take them to China, process them, turn them into soybean meal and soybean oil for their industry there, for their feed industry and their food industry. And they were here in town. And we had a buying ceremony, a contract signing ceremony, where numerous U.S. exporters, there were seven different export companies involved, and contracts for a total of 12.5 million metric tons of soybeans, representing just over $5 billion, were signed. And these are, you know, contracts that will be executed or actually be shipped, starting with the new crop soybeans. So we don't anticipate that, maybe a few of them might be old crop soybeans, but I anticipate that the vast majority will be new crop soybeans.
Considering that China's America's biggest soybean customer, how out of the ordinary is this particular sale?
Well, you know, that's a question that several people have asked. And China's a group that, you know, China, as a country and all of these companies together, they like to do this sort of thing. They like to show the importance that they place on the U.S. as a supplier, kind of different than many organizations or countries and all of the buyers do. So it's not really out of the ordinary that they do this. They've done it several years. We've had similar ceremonies or events like this. So it's not that out of the ordinary. I think what is really important and what we can say is why it's really good that this happened is because there's been a lot of discussion about tension between the U.S. and China. And this signifies, I think, that there is not tension in the soybean industry and that we should feel very good about the relationship we have with these key companies and with China as a whole, and the relationship we have as a supplier of soybeans to them. So I take that away as that's probably the most significant thing in my mind.
You've probably answered the question. So, but what makes today an important step?
Well, what's important, I think, is as I was saying, China didn't have to do this. You know, they didn't have to come and have this purchasing ceremony today. And then their companies, they didn't have to enter into these contracts and come and have this signing ceremony. Part of what I think, and as Mr. Bien, who is the president of this CFNA group, the China Chamber of Commerce for Import and Export of Foodstuffs and Native Produce, that's a long title there if you want one. Mr. Bien, in his comments as we were opening the event today, talked about the significance of the timing, really, the significance of the timing being just ahead of the end of the 100-day plan that both President Xi and President Trump agreed upon when they had their April 2017 Mar-a-Lago meeting. And I think they wanted to get together and signify their continued desire to purchase U.S. soybeans and have that be recognized in that 100-day plan where they have a commitment to try and be purchasing more goods from the United States. So I would say that is really a significant portion of this event.
Why is this important to soybean growers?
Well, I think it gives U.S. soybean growers confidence that China wants to continue to buy our beans. When you look at the fact that China, you know, this in the current marketing year that we're in, is taking roughly 30% of the soybeans that we produced and harvested in the fall of 2016, whenever you have one buyer that takes that large a chunk of your production, I think it's a little, you know, potentially worrying, especially as you hear things in the news that there's, you know, put looming trade war and those kind of things. Personally, I think that's sort of blown over, and I don't think that that's something we need to be particularly worried about at this point in time. I think we always need to be, you know, taking care of our customers, but I don't see that that's an issue that we're going to be particularly worried about. But I think it should give U.S. growers confidence that their key customer, their biggest customer in the world, wants to keep buying U.S. soybeans. And, you know, we've had the opportunity to have discussions, one-on-one discussions with many of the buyers that are here in Des Moines today, and talk about the quality and the reliability and the sustainability of U.S. soy. And I think they do recognize and they do like doing business with U.S. exporters, because we have a great group of companies that do the exporting here. And they love the quality that U.S. farmers, the quality of soybeans that U.S. farmers produce for them.
What does the event today tell you about the future? What does that make the future look like for China and other customers?
Well, I think it's it shows that we should be, I think we can count on China continuing to be a customer of ours, provided we're a good supplier. And I think that should give us confidence for the future. And as we continue to produce seemingly more and more soybeans every year in the United States, I think it's very important to have confidence that you have customers that want to buy those soybeans. So I think that's, for me, that's a key takeaway. And for China, I think the fact that they can suggest to our association, the U.S. Soybean Export Council, that they would like to have an event like this, and that we're able to get all of these export companies interested in coming and participating today, and have the Lieutenant Governor of Iowa speak, have numerous grower leaders speak. I think that shows them the value we place on them as a customer. And I think China is someone that really values that and sees that as something that is important to them. So I think they feel very good about that. To my knowledge, they do not do similar sorts of events in other countries where they source soybeans. I think we are unique in that we do this, and I think it's got some meaning for them. You know, they came and they had nice things to say in their comments, and I think we have this long-term relationship, which, as we know, is very valuable, particularly with the Chinese. I mean, the example of, someone asked the question earlier of, why did it take place in Des Moines? I mean, I think it's, you know, we can think about current President Xi in China, and when he came to Iowa, roughly 30 years ago, as a young man who was a provincial official, and he was welcomed here, and he was treated very well by Governor Branstad, that created the start of a long-term relationship and long-term memories. And I think that that has real value today, in that they like to come to Iowa, they like to buy U.S. soy. I think that I was so excited when I learned that Governor Branstad was going to be appointed as ambassador, because I think it's just such a good choice given the relationship that he has. And I think it's a great example of how, you know, when we have the opportunity to interact with people internationally, we should think for the long term. You never know quite where people will end up, so we should build relationships wherever we can.
I want to bring up something that you said. We can keep this relationship as long as we remain a reliable supplier. What's it going to take for the U.S. to be a reliable supplier of soybeans?
And I think that's a great question, Tom, and I don't bring that up because I'm worried that we're not going to be, but I think we need to continue to grow a good soybean crop. I mean, we have, one of the things we talk a lot about is the fact that we have this very large footprint in the United States, so we are, I don't want to say there's no risk of terrible weather giving us problems, but minimal risk, I think, because of you know, the large footprint that we have. And then we just need to keep continuing to do the things that we're doing, growing a good quality crop, having very reliable exporters, making timely shipments, honoring all of our contracts, all of those kind of things. And one of the other things that I think is an initiative that we're working on for the future, and this is the idea, and we've been able to talk with our Chinese counterparts and the buyers there about an initiative that the United Soybean Board is embarking upon, and that is with the intention of trying to improve the nutritional bundle or the protein side of the soybean to make it a higher quality product. And yes, this is a long-term effort, but it's one that I think, you know, when I'm able to tell buyers about that and they say, your growers are focusing on that, it resonates with them and they really appreciate that. So that's another way that we can be seen to be the supplier of choice. If you think about what it is that our organization does, we're always trying to differentiate and build preference for U.S. soy, and to me it's a great way for us to be able to do that. So that's kind of a long answer to your maybe what was a simple question, but it's being reliable, it's continuing to grow a good-sized crop, and then it's taking steps to improve. You know, people want continuous improvement. We've been able to talk about sustainability, and that's becoming more interest to some of the Chinese buyers, the fact that they know their U.S. soy is grown sustainably, and then this improved quality aspect.
And just one more thing, that a lot of times when we're exposed to some of the foreign buying teams, they always say, you know, price is going to be a factor here. Did the United States come out all right on the price at which this deal was made?
You know, I think price is always important, Tom, and the Chinese, in my experience, are as shrewd as anybody, but they also are, they recognize value, and certainly I think the U.S., you know, the exporters who made these sales wouldn't have made the sales, I think, if the price wasn't okay. They're not, you know, these are sales for shipments a few months off, so they didn't have to make them today if they didn't find the price agreeable, and likewise, the buyers didn't have to buy them. So I look at this and say there must have been a very good meeting of the minds, and they must have, both buyer and seller, been thinking that this represented good value for them.